In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Welcome to EMS Office Hours. This is Jim Hoffman.
And this is Josh Knapp. And we're missing.
Yeah, some listeners might notice we're missing David Brenner today. Not because we didn't fire him or...
Nope, he's not even tied up in the back closet.
No. Just a little bit of scheduling stuff going on, so we don't always kind of mesh with schedules, and you know, so rather than keep waiting for getting everyone together, we figured we can do a solo, just two of us.
Yeah,
come on. And you know, we've done this in the past where
we started this way. Actually,
right,
you started with just you talking into the cloud,
or dragging some unsuspecting EMS person on here to interview them, you know.
Right, right. And generally it was unsuspecting because they wouldn't go willingly.
Right, exactly. I mean, I had my very first one, of course, was with
Brian Bledsoe. Yeah, Dr. Bledsoe.
Dr. Bledsoe. Yeah. And little did he know, I was going to sideswipe him.
He's still a friend. So
Who's this again? Jim who?
I thought you were selling me aluminum siding.
Right, exactly. He thought they asked me about the future of EMS. Who the hell are you? So, one thing I want to mention, Josh, is the blog here at EMS Office Hours is going to be switching to another network. So, people are going to be seeing some new looks to the site.
You're abandoning ship after so many years.
No, it's getting merged or taken over by a different network. So I'm trying to pull up here so we can I can tell you more about it.
So it was one of those, you got an email, you're being switched, whether you like it or not.
Well, no, I mean, I had an opportunity, of course, to go on my own and detach from the network.
Oh, man, that's like undocking from the mothership, man.
Well, you know what it is? It's the type of thing that there's a lot of blogs on the network, you know, and been here for, with EMS Blogs Network for a while. So, so rather than try to start going out on my own and a lot of good stuff, I figured, why not? So we're going to be under the First Arriving Emergency Services Network.
Wow.
We'll be under soon. I think technically we are now, but they haven't migrated the sites into their system yet. And they have, they've got a couple of EMS blogs already on their site. They've got the ambulance driver file, which is pretty popular. The potential is there to, get more exposure and stuff.
I've never been a big listener of these other podcasts. I know that you have.
To them. I don't listen to them as much as I should. I like the Inside EMS podcast shows. They're sort of like what we do. They try to keep it down to like 30 minutes or so. But they talk about like straight news and how it relates and, stuff like that. So, and that's something I thought that we could do on this show too, is not necessarily the news, but to kind of focus on some of the other podcasts that are out there and articles that other EMS blogs write.
We could even do a podcast of other podcasts.
Yeah.
But that would take me actually listening to those podcasts.
Right, exactly.
Wow, yeah. I don't know if I can handle that responsibility. Yeah.
Well, but I thought we could, but just to kind of give our own commentary on some of these other, you know, EMS podcasts that are similar to ours, mm-hmm. and EMS blogs that give, you know, their opinions and whatnot. Because I think it's important to whether we agree or disagree with these other people, we're kind of all still in, you know, we're in that sort of sub-community of EMS almost. You know, you've got, you know, your regular EMS community, then you've got the other, you know, community that break off into that. And I think the podcasting, blogging, EMS communities are sort of like a sub-community of EMS, much like the Facebook groups, you know, Facebook fan pages are their own even sort of community as mm-hmm. well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing that. And the good thing with that is that they are they got some more mobile you know, mobile friendly
apps.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it'll be easier for listeners to get a hold of us, be a little bit more user friendly, things like that. So we'll see how that works out.
All right.
You know, so we're going to see what goes on with that. So just want to kind of let people know that's happening. You know, the guy, Dave Coney, that started EMS Blogs was a big undertaking. He really did a great job, you know, getting together and putting it together. But life happens and, you know, he's kind of unable to continue the dedication that this type of, you know, medium takes.
You know, it's interesting.
I know for myself, just running my website, you know, could be a full-time job if I let, you know.
Well, I was just going to say, and it's sort of another plug to us, and I know some of our listeners will get pissed off because we're not talking about EMS right now, and we'll get to it, but there is an aspect of that we've been here for over, what, going on 8 years, 9 years?
Sure.
And we've been here almost faithfully every single week, like we've promised. And you know, from a production side of things, there is the challenge of always keeping, you know, something new and fresh on the board, or keeping mm-hmm. something EMS related. And the truth is, you know, if you listen to this show, there is an aspect of, yes, this is an EMS podcast and we talk about EMS issues, but other issues should affect your life as well. And things that we don't probably spend enough time on is, how do you live your life outside of EMS? Because if you're not doing that, then you're not taking care of yourself. You're not paying attention to reality, because it's not – you can't make your life 100% – always on the bus, you know, always mm-hmm. going from one part-time job to another, or from a full-time to per diems. I mean, you're not serving yourself. And in the end, you know, by not serving yourself, you're going to be duller for it and not serve your patients.
Right.
I mean, you know, there are some ways you can always tie this, Jim, back to the patient, right? You know, your performance, blah, blah, blah. Are you making decisions? And we were talking just a short before the show, we were talking about, you know, things we miss. You know, I was lamenting, you know, that I may not have heard the signs and symptoms of a heart condition my dad has had. And you're telling me, well, you're really close to it. You're doing other things. There are other distractions. It's not like mm-hmm. a patient relationship where your dad lets you examine him. But it's, you know, these are the things – these are the clues that at least I feel I should have had to raise the issue with other people who could have examined him. Although there are a lot of other things in that formula that go down. But basically, going back full circle, the idea of taking care of yourself and at least living part of your life in a non-stress or a stress-free environment or low stress, lower stress than the job, serves you because you recharge You're able to re-examine your position. You're able to better look at your patients in a total light instead of having them, instead of having the issues clogged with, you know, other shit that's going on. I mean, yeah. Come on. You must have. I know that I've been, you know, on the job doing something I'm supposed to be giving 100% of my attention to, and yet there's a worry out there that's floating out there. Did I do something? This is coming up. What am I going to do for this person? Mm-hmm. Those sort of things. And are just, you know, I think that one of the good aspects of what our show is about is it's a regular existence. You know, we put on our pants one leg at a time. Although in previous shows, you have basically said that you didn't do that, that you just ran across the room, jumped into them, and then slid down a fire pole and then out the ambulance. Right. So we know you're super medic. Right. But I put on my pants one leg at a time.
That's well, listen. Ramble. No, I mean, I think everyone, for the most part, you know, when you're working, you're doing calls, you have your personal stuff in the back of your mind, you know.
Don't you think there's a responsibility, though, to compartmentalize and put that stuff aside?
Well, I think most people do, but there is an element, I think, sometimes where it's very difficult to, you know, separate your home life from work, and you end up bringing that in. I mean, the big part of that is you talk about that whole that Code Green campaign that's going on, you know, talking about mental health of providers, not just EMS, but fire as well, and police, where, you know, the stresses of the job, you know, intermingle with personal life and vice versa.
I wonder how much we're really giving, or how if we're giving short shrift to the aspect of mental health and its ties to just taking care of yourself on a regular basis, giving yourself a break, giving yourself some time off from the job. Because it's got to be, and I'm sure that, you know, most doctors would agree that mental health, like any other health, is a health of degrees. And you can be a diabetic, and if you ignore your symptoms long enough, it's going to cause you other problems.
Uh-huh.
And so looking back at the mental health aspect, if you ignore your symptoms long enough, you know, or ignore the stressors long enough and don't pay mind to them or say that I'm strong enough to just ignore them, then you should – then, you know, you're going to run into problems later on down the line.
Well, I mean, it's. I'm trying to
do two things at once.
No, I'm trying to gather my thoughts here. I mean, I think it's only a matter of time if you don't address it. You know, it's going to start to affect what you do, and it's going to start to affect your home life and yourself. You know, I mean, you think about, you know, not taking care of yourself, you know, on a mental health aspect of it, eventually it starts affecting things. Even just, you know, think about the thought process of when you don't take care of yourself, how you end up getting ill because you're not taking care of your mental health. You know what I mean?
Right.
So your physical health starts to, you know, suffer from
it. Yeah, that's sort of what I'm saying. It's like just giving yourself a chance to decompress. You know, it's like right now is I just see it right and left. You see the guys who are grabbing up all the OT they can get, you know, grabbing up, you know, working two jobs or three jobs, which is typical in EMS, but really hammering it away because, you know, there's you know, summertime is the people they're for whatever reason. You get at the end of the year and you get in the summertime a lot of bang-ins. Is it beach fever? Who the hell knows? But, you know, there's a point when you just can't pick up that slack anymore, that you need to sit, you know, with your feet up and smell the flowers. And if you don't, other things are going to happen. So when I was talking about mental health, you know, mental health has that stigma. You know, you're all laying down on the couch and telling your dreams, and it's not. Mental health could be nothing more than not engaging in an optional stress situation, meaning like not getting involved, not getting into an argument with somebody. That if the argument means nothing, you know what I mean? It's a fight right. over a parking being spot.
Being willing to walk away and not.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know?
One of the things that that testing that I went through at my job that I was at, they do this testing thing where.
Yeah, you went through a lot of testing.
Well, they do this thing where I know. Surprise. But they do this thing where they sort of give like a psychological almost profile of you, the type of person that you are. Mm-hmm. Are you, there was like red, blue, and green, and, you know, wherever you fell into that, you know, depended if you were somebody who was very aggressive, somebody who wanted to please and help people, somebody who was very withdrawn and, you know, non-confrontational. And the thing that, you know, and pretty much the way it worked is that it eventually, you know, every color, no matter which color you were, there was a breaking point for you, you know, of whether you would walk away from a stressful situation versus engaging it head on type thing. You know what I mean? But where you might be strong in one area, because let's say if you were a red person, you know, you would want to be the person who would win every argument, you know, type thing.
Right.
You wouldn't walk away from arguments, you know, type of a thing, you know. But someplace else, you were less apt to, you know, take a stand on something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Depending on what level you were at, you know, some of those things were pretty. You know, they kind of eventually met someplace in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's interesting because I think that everybody, you know, has those elements. And, you know, I think for myself, for instance, you know, years ago, I wouldn't want to walk away from arguments. I would argue points that might not have been that important. But now I find that for my own stress level and for my own mental health, you know, that I tend to pick and choose more
mm-hmm.
what I decide is more relevant or more important, you know, to me or more important to the bigger situation.
I've been trying to do that. I've actually
It's a hard thing to do when you're not used to it.
Right.
You know, when you're used to being the person that is, you know, either in charge or look to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of start taking more of I don't want to say backseat, but more of a sideline approach to things. Yeah, still getting things done, still recognizing what's going on, still whatever, but you're doing it to take care of yourself, whether it's mentally or physically, you know, and you're doing it because you realize, I think more importantly, you're doing it because you realize that jumping in and getting crazy and wanting to be, you know, this hard charging person doesn't necessarily get the job done any better or quicker than somebody who is less aggressive.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And for listeners, anybody's wondering where I fell in with the colors, I was actually right almost dead center.
Really?
I was like a mixture of all the colors together.
Again, the perfection
which tells you nothing when you look at the way they tell you, you know, so there's no way to tell what I'm going to do when something happens, apparently.
Well, I think when, you know, if we look closely at the doodles of, you know, the headless corpses, the knives and the guns, we have an idea that you're probably not too stable. But, you know, that's...
What's funny is everybody... You know, everyone wanted to be like a green because I was sort of like the midway person. The blues were the people that were more nurturing and not very confrontational. And then the way that they would describe the people that were the Reds were like, they sounded like a bunch of assholes. You know
Yes.
what I mean?
Well, they had to hold them back from management, right?
Yeah. So, but I think it's, and like I said, I think that over the past maybe year or so, I think the mental health for EMS has become more prevalent, maybe probably because of media coverage and stuff like that. And so it's not as much of a stigma to tell your partner you're having a shitty day, or to go to your manager and say you're having problems dealing with whatever. And it doesn't have to be a particular
You
quality
know,
trait.
but even
Could be
so,
something that's built up over time.
yeah, there's not much of a mechanism for them to deal with that. I mean, if
Right.
you're having
Well, that's why. But that's why I think that like I mentioned, that Code Green campaign that's out there. They have like courses that try to teach people how to recognize, mental illness and encourage them to seek help.
Where I was going with that is that's the extreme extent of the spectrum. You know, Code Green is supposed to intercede in, in a situations before, hopefully before situations get irreversible. But what I'm saying is that there is no real mechanism for just, okay, you've had enough, take a break. We're going to tell you this is a sort of a forced vacation day. You don't have to pay for it. Nobody, we're going to take care of you. Take the day off. And what I'm saying is, and this concept is just would just be unheard of in EMS because, or in any first responder, because we're the strong ones. We're the ones the public leans on. We have to be there and always willing and able to help. And can you imagine a thing where you walk into work and somebody goes, Jim, listen, we're not unaware of what your situation is. We know that you've just done a move. We know that there's, you mentioned some stuff with your family and stuff, and you've been working. You've had perfect attendance and everything else like that. We couldn't ask more for you, but you know what? Take a day for yourself. And that sort of intervention before issues get to plant the seed of becoming other issues. Sort of, even if you're saying, listen, I'm okay, I can work, there's a point when it's saying, hey, just it's important that you take care of yourself. It's important that, you're good for when the times that we really have to lean on you and can't turn away. But we don't have anything like that. And when I was in the corporate world, there were. I mean, there were aspects of, this is the time we're all going away. They could be in the in the version of a company retreat where they do some work, they do some message defining and communication building and all of that other stuff. But they also have, the corporate golf game, the corporate tennis game, the corporate, pool party. And they had these, and these were abilities for you to intermingle with your coworkers and lower your stress level and interact on a more positive level. Can anybody in EMS imagine something like that? No, because you can't take people off the job for a day. It's 24/7 service. You always got to be there. So, the part that gets ignored, the part that constantly gets ignored is the well, your overall wellness, picture. Because we're the strong ones. So I don't know where I was going with that. I think I was just
I
sort of
know.
pointing out the pitfalls of this job. But I remember, sort of, and some people would call it coddling or something else, but you know, every I never saw anything wrong with it. It's a way that, you know, look, if you're in a hospital, why not take, you know, break you up into, you know, half and half the people
Right.
who have to work, you know, that particular week and schedule them 1 week off. You know, you could do it 2 or 3 times a year for a group until you got through all of your employees, but just take them off scene, you know, and have a controlled environment where you can sort of, it sounds counterintuitive, but you can force somebody to relax by saying, listen,
Right.
you're on the clock. This is what we want you to do. We want you to go to a pool party. So just
Yeah.
tough noogies, you know, you can't ride the fire truck today. You can't ride the ambulance today. You got to relax. Can't, you know,
Right.
I don't know. Somebody would find a hard time with that.
Yeah, I think so.
Somebody would have issues with that. Sorry, you can't
Possible.
force me to relax. I'm
Right.
going to be ever vigilant.
But again, people are always, you know, sort of in denial for it, but I'm hoping that, you know, like everything else in EMS, as we move along as a profession, it's recognized that it is something that can be an issue. You know, that's the thing.
Well, every journey, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step.
Begins with the first step or a beat down.
You know, my favorite statement, the beatings will continue until morale improves.
Tomorrow improves, exactly. Yep, absolutely. So what else did I want to talk about? I'm trying to think of some other things that I wanted to.
Oh, maybe we'll break it off until next week.
Well, anyway, one thing I will say, just so I can give the link out, anybody interested in that, the Code Green campaign, want to find some more information about that, they can go to, it's actually just like it is, Code Green Campaign, but it's .org, not .com. So it's
One
codegreencampaign.org,
word.
all together, exactly. And
Worthwhile movement in EMS for sure.
yeah, they've got some articles on here, other people kind of sharing their, you know, their issues and, you know, sharing their stuff, everything from what they went through and stress and whatnot through paramedic school to describing the issues they've had after being a medic for, you know, 20 years and stuff like that. So, lots of stories. And it's surprising if you look at the site and you just go to the stories part of it, you know, there's quite a number of stories that people have posted on here.
It's sometimes it's
So,
just good, you know, reading and listening to other people just to know that it's not only you.
sure. Yeah. I mean, you've got, you know, pages of this, of these things. So there's a lot of people sharing their experiences on it, you know. So, all right. All right, let's end it
All
there.
right.
Anyone have questions, comments about the show, want to listen to something or to hear us talk about something that you like, give us a shout out. Our email, of course, is contact at EMS Office Hours. And of course, you can get us on Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/EMS Office Hours. And don't forget to leave some comments in the show notes below and follow us on iTunes as well. Just go to iTunes and type in EMS Office Hours and you shall see us there. All right, Josh, that's it. As always, I am Jim Hoffman.
And still am, I am who I am, Josh Knapp.
Right? And
Dave will
as
join us
always,
again.
next time, exactly.
Right.
All right, everybody, that's it for us. Stay safe. Thank you.